Taliban terrorist leader promises Sharia law 2.0 in return for funds. By Simon Kent on February 3, 2022. The unelected Taliban government currently ruling Afghanistan envisages a softer, gentler imposition of Islamic Sharia law in return for global funding and diplomatic recognition. The regime's foreign minister used an interview Wednesday with AFP to outline the vision he has for the country as long as funds are made available by international aid agencies and sovereign governments. Amir Khan Muttaqi at the same time urged Washington to unlock Afghanistan's assets to help ease a humanitarian crisis, something the Biden administration hinted at last December. No country has formally recognized the government installed after the hardline Islamist Taliban seized power in August as U.S. forces fled following 20 years of assistance. But Muttaqi told AFP Afghanistan's new rulers were slowly gaining international acceptance as it eases restrictions and imposes some measures on its own supporters, such as banning weapons from local carnivals. On the process of getting recognition. We have come closer to that goal, he said, before claiming that is our right. The right of the Afghans. We will continue our political struggle and efforts until we get our right. The Taliban have promised a softer version of the harsh Islamic rule that characterized their first stint in power from 1996 until 2001, even as the new regime has been swift to bar women from most government jobs and close the majority of girls' secondary schools. Muttaqi insisted the new regime had not sacked any employees of the previous U.S.-backed government. None of the 500,000 employees of the previous regime, men or women, have been fired. They all are getting paid, he said. With poverty deepening and a drought devastating farming in many areas, the UN has warned half of the country's 38 million population faces food shortages this winter. Meanwhile, Washington and much of the global community insist any financial aid is conditional on the Taliban improving their rights record, especially regarding women. AFP contributed to this story. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.